The Judy Canova Show. The Judy Canova Show. Transcribed with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Verna Felton, Sheldon Leonard, Joe Kearns, The Chaperones, Robert R. Brewster and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova. Every hostess in town is jealous of Judy, whose dinner invitation has been accepted by Lord Chumley, mainly because he's heard about geranium's marvelous cooking.
Say, Judy, how is geranium coming with the turkey dinner for Lord Chumley?
Oh, fine, Miss Pierce. You know, I'd like to help her do some of the cooking, but I get too embarrassed.
Huh?
Yeah, I won't take off my clothes for any recipe.
What do you mean?
Well, the recipe book says, for the best results, put the turkey in the oven without dressing.
Judy, didn't you stuff the turkey?
Yeah, but we had an awful time with it. It took us 5 hours to stuff it.
5 hours to stuff a turkey?
Yes, sir. We were so mad we could have killed a darned old thing. Oh, gosh. I bet that snooty neighbor of mine, Miss Dodge, burned up because Lord Chumley's eating here instead of her house. You remember how she looked at me the last time I ate at her place?
Well, Judy, if you don't mind my mentioning it, I think she was surprised.
Yes, sir, we were so mad we could have killed a darned old thing. Oh, gosh, I bet that snooty neighbor of mine, Miss Dodge, burned up because Lord Chumley's eating here instead of her house. You remember how she looked at me the last time I ate at her place?
Well, Judy, if you don't mind my mentioning it, I think she was surprised to see you eating with your left hand.
Well, it was the cleanest.
No. What I mean is, most people eat with a fork.
Anyway, I didn't pick up my fried chicken in my hand.
Well, you could have, Judy. It was perfectly proper for you to pick up your chicken in your hands and let everyone see it.
Not me, Miss Pierce. No, sorry. If you got the part I got, you wouldn't have been proud of it, neither.
Oh, well, honey, you just relax and be yourself. Now, whatever Mrs. Dodge thinks of you, just remember, Lord Chumley chose to come to your house. Just think, you'll be entertaining one of society's outstanding figures.
Don't talk about me.
Hello, Geranium.
Oh, good afternoon, ma'am.
Cooking dinner for Lord Chumley is quite an honor. Just think, he came all the way over from England.
Yeah, well, I tell you, ma'am, I've traveled far and wide myself.
Have you, Geranium?
Oh, yes, ma'am. And the farther I travel, the wider I got.
Hey, Judy, I just remembered something. Lord Chumley is very fond of crumpets. Oh, it'd make him feel at home if you got him some.
Oh, that's a good idea, Miss Pierce. Say, Geranium, will you go downtown and get some crumpets?
Yes, ma'am, and I'll be back in 2 shakes.
2 shakes? What does that mean?
Well, in my case, stand by for it quick.
Judy, I can hardly wait for Lord Chumley to get here. He sends me. And you know something? If I was 10 years younger, I'd go.
Say, Miss Pierce.
Yeah.
Just how old are you? About 29?
Oh, Judy, do you really think I'm only 29?
No, but you was really living there for a minute, wasn't you? I wonder who that can be.
Well, there's a taxi cab parked at the curb, so it must be your boyfriend, Joe. I'll slip out the back way, Judy.
Okay, Miss Pierce. See you later. Hello, Joe.
Oh, dream girl. Hey, Dad, that perfume that you got on, oh, that does something for me. What is that? Is that apple blossom thyme in old Capri?
No, this here is smudge pot time and old Cucamonga.
Well, whatever it is, let's open a window, huh? Now ain't that a nice breeze? You know something, babe? That's what I like about Beverly Hills. They got a much higher class of smog. Just breathe this good, clean air through your nostrils. Go ahead. Really makes me feel like a man. How about you, Judy?
Well, let me see. Nope, I still feel like a woman. Say, Joe, a wonderful thing happened. You remember me telling you about Lord Chumley?
Yeah.
Well, he's coming for dinner tonight. You'll be here too, won't you?
Well, I don't know about that, baby. See, I'd probably be out of place with an educated guy like that.
But, Joe, I thought you said once that you was college educated.
Well, yeah, yeah. In a way. You hired the rambling wreck from Georgia Tech?
Yeah.
Well, I was the sloppy schmoo from old PU. I guess I wasn't a very bright kid. I was 5 years old before I could say boy. You know, I was 6 years old before I could say girl.
That ain't nothing. I was 16 years old before I knew there's a difference. Now that I found out, how about doing something about it, Joe?
Come on. Give me a hint.
Well, look outside the window there.
Yeah, yeah.
Them two little hummingbirds flying close together in the air.
Yeah. Their little wings, they're going a mile a minute.
The beach is touching.
Uh-huh.
Joe.
What?
They're kissing. Yeah. Why can't we do what they're doing?
Well, I don't know about you, babe, but I don't think I can flap my arms that fast.
Oh, Joe. The way you're acting, it kind of sounds like you're not interested in me no more.
Oh, Daw, wait a minute. How can you say that? I like everything about you. Why, I like your feet. They're so small.
Thanks, Joe.
Mm-hmm. And I like your nose.
That's kind of small, too.
Yeah. And I like that dimple in your chin.
That's kind of small, too.
And I like that brain of yours.
I should have quit while I was ahead. Joe, if you really care for me, how come you ain't popped the question yet?
You know how it is, Dal. The girl, she gets hitched up. Right away, she starts expecting things.
Oh, well, that's only natural, Joe. Golly, every woman dreams of having meats and ermines and foxes.
Oh, gee. I was hoping I'd have children like everybody else.
Oh, gosh, Joe, when you talk like that, I just gotta snuggle close to you.
Yeah, well, okay, babe, all right, you convinced me. I am gonna hold you tight in my arms. I'm gonna press you close to me. There. How's this?
Hold me closer, Joe. Gee, Willikers.
Hey, Judy, what happened?
I don't know, Joe, but whatever it was, come down off that chandelier and let's try it again. Gosh, I wonder who that can be. Uh-oh. Why, it's my neighbor, Miss Dodge. Well, come on in. Hey, you already met my boyfriend, Joe Crunchmiller, ain't you?
Oh, good heavens, it's that uncouth taxi driver.
Go on, Joe. Shake hands with Miss Dodge.
Oh, yeah, sure, why not? Hiya, sister. Slip me the hammer.
What's on your mind, Miss Dodge?
Oh, Miss Canova! I am annoyed that an illiterate country bumpkin like you succeeded in getting Lord Chumley to attend your dinner party. Why, he turned me down last week after I had dinner all prepared.
Last week?
Yes, and I had frog's legs then, you know.
Well, they don't look no better on you now.
I am speaking of the elaborate arrangements I made to prepare Lord Chumley's favorite delicacies.
Do?
Yes. I even smoked my own sausages.
Well, that's okay as long as you don't inhale.
Mrs. Dodge, it is your own fault that Lord Chumley turned down your invite because he probably knows that you are a lousy cook.
For your information, young man, I happen to be an excellent cook. Why, even when I was a little girl, I had a flair for cooking.
When you were a little girl, they had to cook with flair.
That's ridiculous. I cooked for my whole family, and we had gas.
Probably from your cooking.
Mrs. Canova, I warn you, my control is at the breaking point.
I know, them cheap girdles will do it every time.
Atta girl, babe, you got a good head on your shoulders.
Huh. You call that a good head? I have seen better heads than that in a bag of oats. I do like to make a little joke. I picked that one right out of the air.
Well, put it back. It needs all the air it can get.
Dodge, I don't know why you keep coming over here and insulting Judy. You ought to be grateful to her after the way she's been sticking up for you with the neighbors.
Sticking up for me?
I sure have. All the neighbors said you look like a sick cow.
Well, really? And what did you say?
I said that you was the healthiest looking cow I ever seen.
Now here's Judy with her own arrangement of the novelty song, Why Don't You Haul Off and Love Me?
They say a love bug will get you at the age of 33. I'm not telling my age, but something got a hold of me. I'm just craving some loving, hope it's coming my way. Honey, lend an ear and listen to all I have to say. Why don't you haul off and love me one more time? Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind? If you don't cuddle up and love me like I want you to do, I'm gonna haul off and die over you. I'm gonna die, oh lady. I'm gonna die, oh lady. I'm gonna die, oh lady. Ba-daddle diddle do, ba-daddle diddle diddle do. If you don't haul off and love me, honey, just one more time. Hug me and squeeze me till I'm burned, burned, but I'm gonna die, 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 die. If you don't cuddle up and love me, baby, like I want you to, I'm gonna hold on and die over you. Now, darling, come a little closer. Won't you put your hand in mine? Let me feel your arm about me, honey. Please don't change your mind. I can feel the matrimony crawling up and down my spine. It feels kind of close to heaven when your love is on the line.
International social set, Lord Chumley has consented to have dinner at her house. And naturally, Judy wants everything to be just right.
Oh, gosh, Miss Pierce, dear, I hope that Lord Chumley likes this dress I'm wearing.
Oh, it's a lovely tea gown, Judy. But, why are you wearing such a tight choker necklace?
Oh, to keep from strangling when I drink my tea.
What do you mean?
Well, the last time I had tea with Lord Chumley, I nearly swallowed the tea bag.
Now, how is that possible? Judy, just how did you drink your tea?
Well, I put the tea bag in my mouth and poured it in the hot water. Well, don't everybody? Golly, Miss Pierce, I sure hope I make a good impression on Lord Chumley tonight. Oh, can't you just see him when I open the door? He'll bow from the waist, kiss my hand, and in that perfect English accent of his, and he'll say...
Pardon me for talking in your face, Anita.
Oh, Pedro. Hey, how come your face is all cut up?
Well, Senorita, Geranium was so excited about that dinner that she used my electric razor to whip the cream. Darling, I wanted to look nice tonight, too.
Pedro, are you double dating again with your cousin Gonzales?
Oh, no, Senora. Not after the blind dates he got for us last week. They were sisters. And Gonzales' girl liked to neck.
What was her name?
Margie Doon.
What was your girl's name?
Nothing Doon.
Pedro, I'm surprised at you dating a strange girl. What's wrong with your regular girl?
Well, Senorita, she's the home-loving type.
She is?
She. When I am not around, she is home-loving some other guy.
How can you be so sure?
Well, last night I went to her house, and all the lights were on, and I saw her kissing and smooching with another man.
Ooh, what did you do, Pedro?
Oh, I sure fixed them good. I turned out all the lights so they couldn't see what they was doing. Senorita, has Geranium come back yet?
No, I sent her out to buy some crumpets for Lord Chumley. Well, that was 4 hours ago, and she ain't back yet. Well, golly, maybe I better phone an employment office to send out a substitute cook. Oh, there's somebody now. Oh, goody, maybe it's a cook from the employment agency. Come in.
Ach, madam, how did you did? I am August von Sprechenbrugge von Humperdinger the second.
The second? Gosh, you mean this has happened before? Well, howdy, Mr. Hinky Dinky. Are you a cook?
Young lady, I have come all the way from Broadway on 9th to make you the answer from your phone call to the employment agency to which you stated the cook is just the man you are looking for in case I am not among the ones you are not going to get the job anyway. Do you follow me?
No, I got a transfer at Broadway at night. Say, are you supposed to be a cook?
Am I a cook? Jawohl. And I am very persnickety about everything in the kitchen. I even sterilize the drinking water.
You sterilize the water? How?
Well, first I boil it.
Yeah.
Then I filter it.
Uh-huh.
Then I add chemicals to it.
Yep.
Then I throw it out and drink a bottle of beer. I'll be the same.
Oh, golly, I hope they send over somebody better than him. Somebody who ain't a character. Hi, mister. Are you one of the cooks the agency sent over?
Positively. You see, I spent 16 years as a special chef in the United States Navy cooking specialties for the special service staff.
Yeah, well, that's fine, but can you cook?
Yes. You see, I'm a specialist. That's what I'm aiming to tell you, silly.
Look, would you mind aiming somewhere else? What did you cook in the Navy?
Spam and spuds.
Spam and spuds, huh? How about spaghetti?
Sure! Spaghetti with spice and pickle.
What was that?
Special. Special spaghetti with spice and pickle. Don't you get it?
Yeah, I get it all right, but I don't want it.
Say, sister, are you spoofing me? Listen, if a silly spinster like you doesn't like the way I speak, I'll leave you high and dry.
Well, that'll be a change. Mister, you don't want to work here. You better go over to Lockheed. You got a lot to offer.
What could I possibly offer a place where they make planes?
Jet propulsion.
Say. Well. Well, so long. I better skedaddle back to Sawtelle before I place myself in a preposterous predicament with a silly profession.
Judy, look. Lord Chumley's coming up to the driveway now, and you still haven't got a cook. You'll have to keep his mind off of food.
Yeah, but how, Miss Pierce?
Talk to him. Sit on the love seat with him if necessary, and keep his mind off dinner. Well, you might even give him a good, innocent kiss.
Oh, a good, innocent kiss?
Judy, you know what good, innocent kisses are.
No, what good are they?
Oh, goodness. That's Lord Chumley now. I'll go out in the kitchen and prepare some hors d'oeuvres to tide us over until Geranium gets back. Meantime, you keep Lord Chumley interested.
Well, I'll do my best, Miss Pierce. Come in. Oh, howdy, Lord Chumley.
Oh, my dear Miss Canova. Cheerio, cheerio, what, what, and tally-ho, tally-ho.
Didn't you forget your pip-pip?
No, my pip-pip is poo-poo. I say, my dear, I'm quite famished. I'd like to know when dinner will be ready.
Yeah, so would I. By the way, Lord Chumley, has anybody ever told you that you look like Anthony Eden?
Well, right now, I feel more like his brother, Heaven Eden.
Say, did you know that I was in England last year? Yes, sirree. Well, I went to that famous circus in London, and I met me a fella there.
Piccadilly?
Well, I picked him, but he weren't no dilly. Eleanor, Lord Chumley.
No, Miss Canova, enough of this conversation. Oh, I'm simply starving. How about dinner?
Dinner? Well, you see, Lord Chumley, kiss me.
Oh, very well, if I must. Canova, I brought that kiss all the way from England.
You must have lost some of it on the way over. Come on, Lord Chumley. Let you and me get mushy.
No, but I say the dinner.
Oh, come on. I won't bite.
Well, I wish you would. It'd be the first bite I've had today.
Lord Chumley, what are you trying to say to me, huh?
I'm hungry!
Well, Lord Chumley, I guess I better tell you the truth. You see, it's... Oh, excuse me. Hello? Geranium, what happened? Where are you? Oh, golly, what are you doing there? Oh, I see. Well, never mind. Goodbye.
Well, where is Geranium?
I sent her to get some crumpets for you, and she's way downtown in the music store.
Crumpets in a music store?
Yeah, she misunderstood me. She thought I said trumpets.
Oh, no.
Now, here's Judy and the Chaperones with the popular ballad, Wheel of Fortune.
The Wheel of Fortune goes spinning around. Will the arrow point my way? Will this be the day? Oh, Wheel of Fortune, please don't pass me by. Let me know the magic of a kiss and a sigh. While the wheel is spinning, 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 I'll not dream of winning fortune or fame. While the wheel is turning, 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 I'll be ever yearning for love's precious flame. Oh, Wheel of Fortune, I'm hoping somehow, if you'll ever smile on me, please let it be.
It was awfully nice being with you tonight. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood saying good night, everyone.
Canova Show comes to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.